And I'm going to talk in a moment to our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, about that PSNI request for additional police officers following what Northern Secretary Hilary Benn called the racist violence of recent days. But first, we're going to talk about Freddie Scappaticci, who died in England last year. Now, it now seems the full story about the man who was the British Army's top spy in the IRA. Well, the full truth is still to be told, despite a 7-year inquiry called Operation Canova, whose report was only published a few months ago. Since then, it turns out, the British Security Service, MI5, did not disclose significant material it had about Freddie Scappaticci to that Canova inquiry. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney, can tell us more. So tell us how this news came to light and what's been revealed.
Well, this news came to light yesterday in a statement from Ian Livingstone, the current head of Operation Canova. He revealed that on the 8th of April this year, exactly a month after the Canova report was published, he was made aware by MI5 that it had located additional files of information about Freddie Scappaticci. Now, it's quite clear from the tone of Ian Livingstone's statement and a subsequent letter that he sent to Northern Secretary Hilary Benn that he is very unhappy about this. If you think about this, a 7-year inquiry, it cost more than £40 million. But more importantly than that, families of the victims of Freddie Scappaticci had put huge trust in this process. And now that trust has been shattered. Now, it's worth pointing out that Ian Livingstone does say that so far, the material that's been uncovered does not indicate that further murders of individuals that involved State Knife were involved, and that there'll be no opening of new cases at this stage. However, he does go on to say that there is no doubt that this casts doubt on some of the documents and witness evidence obtained by Canova. He also says that this new material points to potentially new investigative leads not previously known. So it potentially undermines the integrity of the report. It could delay with publication of the final report. But also, on your worth pointing out, that those in charge of this report, the current PSNI Chief Constable John Boucher led this investigation for more than 6 years, and his successor, Ian Livingstone, they're left with a huge amount of egg on their face, because many commentators in Northern Ireland never expected MI5 to disclose all of the information. I remember when John Boucher, shortly before he officially took up his post in 2016, had a conversation with him. I told him that based on the history of these inquiries in Northern Ireland, I would be very surprised if he was given access to everything MI5 had. John Boucher said he, at the time of the publication of his report, he had everything he had. Ian Livingstone said at the time of the report, he believed they had been given access to everything. So they believe what the security services had told them. And now Ian Livingstone has made it very clear that what MI5 told them at the time simply wasn't true. And for the families, they now don't know how much more information may be coming down the tracks and how long this process could now take.
And the Canova inquiry so far has found that lives were sacrificed to protect Freddie Scappaticci, to protect the fact that he was a double agent. And despite 7 years of investigation, not one prosecution. So talk to me about the family's reaction and where they want this to go now. And also tell us more about what the PSNI Chief Constable has been saying about where this goes next.
Well, the families, I think there'll be a sense of outrage from the families. We'll probably start to see that filter out today and tomorrow when news of this digests. At a political debate in the West Belfast Festival last night, this news broke, and certainly members of the audience were voicing great concern and great anger. John Finucane, the Sinn Féin MP for North Belfast, who of course is still waiting for a decision from the Labour government about whether or not there'll be a public inquiry into his father Pat's murder. He said it was disgraceful that MI5 had withheld this information, and this could now delay the process. John Boucher, the Chief Constable, has said this is absolutely unacceptable, and he has made it clear that this will also anger families who he says have waited for many years and have been waiting for too long. So I think all of the families and John Boucher and political parties will want to see this come to a conclusion as soon as possible. But the problem is, going back to something that Ian Livingstone told me back in May, you don't know what you don't know. And that's the problem for everyone here involved. Now that MI5 has said, look, oh, we found some more information, we're told the search continues. So who knows how much more information is to come. And the other fact is, under this stage, no one ever prosecuted. So we don't know if this new material will lead to prosecutions, or more importantly, if it might have altered decisions made by the Public Prosecution Service when they took those decisions over recent years not to prosecute individuals, because we don't know what that information is yet, and that's currently being assessed by a legal team working for Operation Canova.
As you say, a murky story, and it's not over yet. Let's turn to the other news. The PSNI cancelling overtime and holidays, Vincent, and also requesting additional police officers. And this after what Hilary Benn said has to be called directly the racist violence that has been seen on the streets of Belfast and elsewhere in recent days.
Indeed, Anya. I mean, the police have appeared to have been stretched at times. The worst of the violence was over the weekend. At one point, we had over 300 police officers deployed in South Belfast with dozens of armoured Land Rovers, but still a small number of riders, including children and teenagers, still managed to attack a supermarket owned by a Syrian family. They attacked us the second time in 72 hours. So the police have been criticised by business owners who've been attacked. They've said they felt abandoned. They felt that the police haven't been protecting them enough. And the problem for the police, Anya, is that they've been beating this drum for some months now about resources. They're well under the number of officers they should have. They should have around 7,000. They're several hundred below that at the moment. And the other issue, of course, Anya, is that in the past in Northern Ireland, police dealt with much more severe trouble, much more widespread violence. Mm-hmm. But there were more police officers, and they also had thousands of members of the British Army who could be deployed. They don't have that now, so they're now reaching out to forces in Britain. And that, I would say, Anya, suggests that their intelligence indicates that they expect more violence, because, of course, we know that police forces in Britain are under severe strain after successive nights of violence in a number of areas. So I think that this is the PSNI putting his hand up at an early stage and saying, look, we think we need help. Now, you would think, Anya, if they're making this information public, that there must already be agreement in place that those additional officers will be coming.
And the Northern Secretary has also been saying those involved will face justice. Finally, Vincent, the Assembly's being recalled to discuss the racist violence and anti-immigrant protests. What can they do? What can they say?
Well, other than strong words of condemnation, which of course we've heard over the recent days, there doesn't seem to be a huge amount they can do. But they can offer reassurance. As I said, a lot of those business owners from an ethnic minority background in recent days have been saying they want to see politicians standing up for them, speaking out and condemning violence. So there will be that element of reassurance. I also understand that Chief Constable John Boucher will brief the Stormont Executive this morning on the current situation and on that request for additional resources coming in from Britain. I'd imagine he will also be asking for additional resources to be allocated from Stormont budgets as well. So that's perhaps something practical that we could hear from the Assembly at some point today.
Vincent Kearney, Northern Editor, thank you for that.